Welcome to another bonus episode of the Tech Meme Ride Home. That is our second very special portfolio profile episode. We've got another amazing company that I want to tell you about. And as I said on the show this week, I think a lot of you listeners are going to be extremely interested in this company. Whether you're just an engineer or you're a startup, you can find Groupa very, very useful. We're going to talk to the founding team of Groupa, which you can find out more about at Groupa, Groupa.io, Groupa.io. I want to start with Samuel. Could you just say hi, and then I'm going to go around and ask everyone else to say hi?
Hi.
Indraja, say hi, please.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for having us.
And Shani.
Hello, Brian.
Hi there, everybody. Okay, I'm so super excited to tell you about this company because I believe that we are going to, with Groupa, transform how startups meet the engineering teams of their dreams. Samuel, give me the sort of the elevator pitch, if you will, what Groupa does in 2 minutes, and then we'll go into details.
Yeah, Groupa is not just a company, but it's a phenomenal, right? What Groupa does is we enable startups to be able to connect with product engineering teams at the big tech companies, Facebook, Google, Uber, Airbnb, and all these big companies who today they have free time. And that free time, they're using it to invest into startups or get involved with startups. What we do is we are a marketplace platform that connects these two sides. Early stage startups who are desperate for the next big talent, best talent to build the next big thing. And these engineers in these big tech companies who are passionate and looking for purpose in building the next big thing. So we connect them under one umbrella, one system to work on, and the beautiful thing is they collaborate and execute based on cash and equity compensation system. So that's what Groupa does in its short.
That's a key thing that you just said, cash or equity. So let's start with the engineering side. This is a two-sided marketplace that's exciting on both sides. But if I'm listening right now and I'm a software engineer and maybe I'm at a FAANG company, but I do also have free time, I can sign up with Groupa and in my free time be introduced to startups often at their earliest stages when they're building out their product, they're designing their product, and maybe they're a team of one, they're so early, they might not have access to engineering talent yet. And so sort of as a side gig, if you will, if I am a talented software engineer, I can be introduced to these companies at their earliest stages and help them craft whatever the product is going to become, right?
That is absolutely correct, Brian. So we really encourage and attract engineers who are already from FAANG or ex-FAANG or unicorn companies to come work for Groupa. Is like a platform where we match both startups. So we introduce the engineer to a startup founder, and we match the skill sets and experience as well. Ideally, it's expected to work around 15 to 20 hours, and there is a preference of the compensation model as well. We let them choose what their preference is, as in cash only, cash plus equity, or equity only.
And so, as you're saying, this is not like this is something I would do in my free time, on my weekends. But also, it's sort of like I can go to Groupa and it's a marketplace. I can take a look at these projects and these companies and say, wow, that's really interesting. I can give 20 hours to this. And not only can I be helpful in getting this off the ground, but I can get a little cash in my pocket, or I can get some equity in a company at its very early stages.
You're absolutely right. So when you go and sign up and onboard, when you go on the website, you'll be able to see startups that match your interests. And accordingly, once you indicate interest in the startup, we will schedule a meeting, and then that goes forward. So ideally, it's a great matching process of both your skill set and experience and background.
What is the onboarding process like? How much of my resume do I have to share or anything like
that? Yeah, that's not at all the process. It's pretty simple and straightforward. We just ask you to sign up with your LinkedIn. And even if you sign up with Google, you'd still have to put in your LinkedIn URL. And once you do that, we pull all the information in the system. You just have to sign up as a team. We're also working around to sign up as independent and individually. But ideally, we encourage teams to come together and work for us.
And you said teams, which is also key too. Obviously, you know, anyone can go and sign up or whatever, but can you also match with, you know, other people that are working specifically on things that you've been working on in the past and things like that?
Yes. So we have a Discord community. Right now we have close to 300 members of engineers. So what we ideally do is we really put up a post and whoever shows interest, if they come as a team, that is great because they already have a working dynamic. And we encourage people to sign up as a team. But if not, we still show the startup founders as a team. So we network before and we introduce each other. For example, a front-end engineer and a full-stack engineer, I can introduce them in the back-end. And then once they're hit it off, we introduce them as a team to the startup founder.
And when we're talking about the startups that are on the platform looking for engineering talent, we're talking about everything under the sun, but generally it's startups at their earliest stages. Is that right?
Yes. We have pre-stage, seed stage, Series A. Ideally, from what we see until today is we have a lot of traction from pre-seed and seed stage startups. And some of the founders are tech founders, some of them are non-tech. So we ideally deal with a variety of startups.
Let's say I get on a project, really fall in love with the project, you know, maybe work through a couple of iteration sprints or whatever. But I've really fallen in love with this company. Is that a possibility that this is my next gig?
Yeah, let me just take that. That's a very interesting question we ask internally. Whereas other marketplaces see themselves as, you know, the bridge. They don't want both sides to connect or take it further. We see ourselves like the bridge that actually bring them together, right? We think that if they want to go join in full time, this is a way for some of them to test the waters before joining in. And for the startups, they want to hire, you know, high elite quality people, and they're still trying to fundraise. And when they have the right amount, they can get them on site. On board, there's a way for them to test too. It's like try before you buy. Mm. We are going to experiment different ways for them to join. We could say they could join instead of taking like normal recruitment agency, take 15 to 20% of the cut. We could say, yeah, we could get equity in those companies instead. So we are playing long games. We're not trying to just be a rent-seeking marketplace. We're trying to invest into this startup to help them build the next big thing. That if that includes them joining full-time, we're here to enable it.
Well, and we're saying long game, but at the very least, it is a limited risk engagement. Like these are, you sign on for a project and there's a time on it. There's, you know, the specifications. So you know what you're getting into. And it's like, all right, I've signed on for a temporary gig here. So there's little risk for participating in, but if you fall in love, you fall in love. And then who knows?
Yeah, it's like Tinder. If you fall in love, then you take it to the next stage.
Well, so Samuel, let's take it to the other side now, because when you and I first talked, one of the things that I said was, you know, the hardest thing for startups is finding the engineering team that you're meant to be with, right? It is like dating. And so to take it to the other side of the table, if you're a startup, in the same way that, like, you know, the right marriage can make your life, the right startup team can make your company successful. And so this is a way, not to be glib about it, but if you're a startup, you can date engineering teams before you get married, right?
Yeah.
And so in the same way that it's a low risk sort of engagement for engineers, for startups, this is a way of lowering the risks. You don't have to get people to sign on the dotted line and join your company before you know you can work with them. Is that the idea?
Yes, and correct. I'll allow Shani to talk more.
Thank you so much. Yes, that is exactly it. So the best way to put it, you start dating We introduce and recommend three teams, and these are high quality teams that we have pretty much verified. They have their portfolio available, and also they have that experience and background with your preferred criteria. So we start matching, we recommend the teams, and you're the one as a startup to decide which team fits your criteria, and you proceed with that. So there's that process of really a fast dating is going to happen before a match is taking place. Absolutely.
And so if I'm a startup again, the projects could be anything. It could be just getting the first iterations out there all the way through getting a minimum viable product together. Mm-hmm. And so again, this dating metaphor, I can chop things into pieces and like, you know, if I find someone that's great at UX, all right, I shove all of these projects to that team. And if I, you know, do something in a different part of the product or whatever, like, so essentially you can, again, find the talent that works best for the different part, as opposed to this sort of one size fits all. Boy, we've got the three engineers that we could afford to hire, and they've got to do everything. Like you can, you can slice and dice and get what you need done with the talent that can do that.
Absolutely, and this is exactly what we recommend. When you are onboarding with Groupa as a startup, there is a process you go through, and there are multiple questions we ask you. And part of it is about, okay, what technical needs do you need? And what do you think you expect from a team? Do you need design? Do you need product development engineering? Is it data science that you need? And based on that, all the recommendations happen. Also, we always encourage the teams to get together once the matching starts and startup and team of experts are matched to kick off with the planning so they can set up criteria, design the roadmap together before they get into development. So with that comes the iterations, 1 month length. And through that, you know, they can really go through development step by step and expand on the product until whether this is the MVP that they're looking for expediting go to market, whatever is the end goal, they can work through it and build it through iterations.
Not to poke holes, because I don't want to do that, but I can, thinking from the startup point of view, I might be thinking, well, but I'm working with these people that aren't employees. It's sort of on a contract basis. So what about my ideas? Like, what if my great ideas, someone's going to run with us or whatever, but you guys have already thought of that aspect as well, right?
Absolutely. So you can secure your idea. Your idea is going to be pretty much safe with Groupa. We sign mutual agreements. There are NDAs. There are perhaps service level agreements in place that we put together, and we make sure teams and startups and also our platform signs it before we kick off a project.
And I think in many ways, Groupa manages the expectations for both parties, and we're rooting for both their wins. So we try to manage the expectations and make sure everything is in place for both parties.
And this is remote. This is they can come to your office and you know have some jam sessions and figure out what you need to like. It's sort of like the ability to hire the best talent from all around the world. But again, it's whatever you need. If you need someone to come in and work with your team, like that's something that's possible as well.
Yes, absolutely. That's part of the agreement and expectation management from the very get-go.
Can I ask, what level of engineers are we talking about? Are we talking about skills across the gamut? If I have a very thorny problem, I've got a Web3 idea, like we can find people with crypto experience or whatever. We can find anything, is essentially what you're saying.
That is correct. Yes. We've had, in fact, this whole week, we've been matching somebody with crypto and fintech background and Web3, in fact. Yes. And we see across all needs from startups.
Crypto and Web3 talent is extraordinarily hard to find right now. I keep hearing from everybody. So if that's you and you're listening, Groupa.io, because they just said that they've got some folks that can do this sort of thing. to close out this side of it, again, if I'm a startup and I've worked with a team, and oh my, they just absolutely knocked it out of the park. They've done more than I could even imagine, but it was a temporary thing, and so now I'm thinking, great, now I've got to find somebody to hire that will replace this all-star team. What is the process or the relationship? Is it, as a startup, can I, you know, go to this team that I've worked with and say, let's make a deal? What can we do?
So let me take that up. So before now, we have done many experiments and iterations, and we've seen people want to do short term, but what we deeply know founders want is continuity. And so that's part of why we designed the system for iterations. But occasionally, you see some startups just want to do, let's say, 3 months MVP or something like that, especially if it's cash only kind of engagement. But mostly cash and equity or equity only are like 1 to 2 years engagement. So if it's short term engagement, there's this handoff process we have, right? After the engagement, we sometimes they could say, hey, they're hiring people internally that they want to move the work to. And maybe they don't want to work with that team again. So that engagement, so we have engagement manager inside Grouper that manages that handoff process where all the IP or the instance of the work is in the from the virtual machine or any tools and resources is handed off gradually, gracefully. What startups fear is graceful handoff, right? Because it's hard to execute that. We have done that multiple times, and it's not as easy as saying another engineer should come and take over our stuff. It needs to be a strong handshake to happen between the team that's been working or the team that is about to take. But again, this is rare because many founders want continuity. They want people that have skin in the game and they want long-term engagement. That's why we designed for the cash and equity compensation system.
Right. So to sum up, this is designed for speed. This is designed for startups where they might not have the money, the resources to hire the best engineering teams. This is a shortcut to getting to amazing engineering talent. And maybe on the back end, it's a relationship that could be longer term and could be the key to your company's success. Samuel, I believe this was your idea. Like, how long have you been thinking about Grouper? Like, where did the idea for this come from?
This idea came up when I was shutting down my second company, and my friends from Y Combinator were raising money. Typically, then they were raising like 100K, 125K, and they, I was in Lagos then, and then they came back. They were struggling to hire talent. It felt like what's happened is a talent war. And everybody are fighting for this finite set of people, of expertise. And I kept thinking, we don't have to be, it's not a zero-sum game. What if it could be a positive-sum game? What if you can unlock new form of talent, new form of human capital? And I spent a lot of time working with my co-founder, thinking what's possible. So initially, the first iteration of Grouper was to hire remote teams. But 2020 happened, COVID happened, and the entire world shut down to become remote. And we noticed that the big tech companies, many companies that were laying off, the big tech companies were still, attracting them. And it felt like these small companies were already positioned to fail. And we wanted to change that. We felt like our mission is to empower these small people to win. So how do we do that? We noticed that when I moved to the Bay, that was early last year. But the first time I came to the Bay was in 2019, and I saw massive Salesforce employees, many engineers. And I was just wondering how many of these people are truly utilized and how many people are underutilized. And I kept nurturing that idea, but we had the courage and boldness to execute in May last year when we moved to the Bay. And we went in Berkeley Skydeck incubator then. So we had, the sandbox, so to say, to experiment. And we noticed that founders don't mind working 20 to 30 hours or 35 or less than, or even 40 hours with these FANG people. And these FANG engineers, they were already having free time. I mean, it was already happening. I call it Romeo and Juliet. It's a love story that is happening today. But the biggest problem has been, how do they engage? How do you manage the engagement process? How do you effectively manage the workflows and make it easy for both sides to, understand that they're getting value from the work and from the compensation? And so that's when we designed Grouper and started doing iterations on what's possible if we can unlock capital that today are underutilized in the big tech company. And when I say capital in this sense, I mean human capital, talent, experience, expertise, and how can we go on this mission to democratize access to innovation, allow anyone anywhere to build the next big thing. Today, the problem is it's centralized. And so we think decentralizing, democratizing it, giving people access to this elite talent, elite resources to build the next big thing is a worthy mission.
Whenever I need to do financial research for this show, for instance, during tech earnings season, when I have to analyze how various companies' stocks have been performing, I only ever turn to our sponsor today, Yahoo Finance. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or are looking for that extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They are the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. Securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insights to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance, so literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. I have personally used ZocDoc to find a podiatrist when I needed one for the first time ever in my life. Go to ZocDoc.com/techmeme and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/techmeme. ZocDoc.com/techmeme. You said something that we haven't touched on, which is the Groupa platform also helps with, like, you know, the technical bits. So, like, whatever the project is in terms of the details, the deliverables, and things like that, Groupa is also a platform for both sides that will make sure that the project is understood by both sides, that the deliverables are delivered, the timeline is understood, all that stuff, correct?
Yes. So we noticed today that people, even this engagement that's happening offline, people try to first meet, they try to sign the contract. And you know, if I work at Google, I don't want to go hire a lawyer to review contract, all those stress. But even after they go through all those hiccups, now how will I give equity? How much should I charge? What should I charge? Then they go through that. Then the last thing is, how do we manage your work? And so they use Jira and all these tools to manage. But we felt like, what if we can create an all-in-one place and integrate all these tools to make it happen, such that Groupa sort of behaves like Waze, but for product development? Can we guide them, lead them through the path, give them analytics and insight into what's going on, who is working on what, performance, who is executing, how can we make them more efficient and effective in work? And how can we bring more value other than just connecting people? And so that has been our vision.
Well, and that's another thing too, is that because you're running the platform, you have the insight and the visibility into when a company comes to you and says, we need this UX problem solved. Well, you know that three projects ago, this team did something similar. So it's essentially, you're a matchmaker in the best sense of the word, where you have the visibility to who's going to be able to solve the problem most effectively. Like, you can make the best match, essentially.
Yeah, ultimately we see ourselves like an AI company, a data company, right? So the vehicle, the engagements are the vehicle. But what we really, really want to do is capture the data and insight into those engagements and see how we can bring meaning and purpose into making other engagement more effective and efficient.
So I don't want you to share some of the great data points that you've shared with me, but in a broad way, what is the traction that you've seen with the matches that you've made so far? Are companies happy so far with the engagements? Are companies coming back multiple times? Like, so far, it's early days. I've only been working with you all for about 4 months now, but in whatever way you're willing to share, what have you seen in terms of how the platform's performing?
Amazing. I remember telling you that since the time you came to now, we have 5x. We think we could be on track by the end of the month or early next month to be at 1 million ARR this year. That could be somewhere around 100K in monthly revenue. But I think what's most important for us is not just that number. It's what does that number mean to the engagement? Talking to these people every day, unlocking new connection that could never happen other than if Grouper did not exist. So we spoke with one guy in Y Combinator and spoke to the engineer at Facebook and just understanding that we brought these people together, right? Understanding that how can we make this more efficient? How can we bring more meaning? How can we get feedback from both sides and improve the success, right? Improve the engagement, the quality of the relationship. As Shani said, this is not just come and connect, but just come and connect is marriage. How can we make the engagement more fruitful? And how can we help them use this insight to do better? So we have worked with a couple of companies, including YC, OnDeck companies, and we have a lot on our pipeline, including A16Z and Sequoia and SoftBank companies. And so working with them every day even makes us know why we're here. We're here because we want to enable this to happen at scale. And even for Grouper, we use Grouper for Grouper. And just seeing the magic and the way it has transformed the company, we think it can transform the world. And that's why we're here.
Actually, that's a third side to this. If there are VCs out there, investors and venture capital companies that have a portfolio of companies that might have need for engineers, you're willing to engage with VCs as well to help them out with their companies?
I think from day one, we had this deliberate thought towards go-to-market because the engineers in the big tech, they don't want to work with any kind of startup. For them, it's a new form of angel investing. They see this as instead of putting my 5K, 10K checks into startup, I put my skill. And so they want to make the right bets. And they trust Grouper to do the filtering and the vetting of not just the experts, but the startups too that join. And so, you know, Shani leads that initiative towards finding the right VCs, partnering with them. How can we get the portfolio companies that matter to the community? And how can we make the FANG engineers, these people care, they have financial stability today. They just want financial breakthrough. And they are seeing Grouper as the path towards that. And so that's why we're here to enable it.
Well, let me sort of sum up by giving you why I was so excited to learn about you. And I've said this to you guys offline. What you just said on both sides. Number one, if I'm a talented engineer, everyone's used to it's become commonplace to write, you know, $5,000 checks and help out your friends and invest, angel invest or whatever. This is the opportunity to angel invest with your time and your talent. And so it's sort of something that no one has ever really had a breakthrough with before. But once you realize that this is possible, it's kind of mind blowing. And then the other side of it is, you know, I'm old enough to remember that when you would try to gin up a startup, you had to get a server, put it under the desk in your office. You had to, the fact that at this point for startups, there's plug and play for almost everything. If you need HR, there's plug and play. If you need, obviously, you know, there's AWS, it's plug and play. The talent, this is something that has always been. There's not been an elegant solution. This isn't exactly plug and play. You're not putting people into slots like their widgets. you're making matches. But at the same time, that sort of cold start problem of we've got this great idea, but it's not going to go anywhere until we can get the talent that is commensurate with what a great idea this is. This is a shortcut to that. It's a stab towards the plug and play of the cold start problem on the talent side of the equation.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Brian.
Let's end with any asks. Obviously, if you're an engineer, I'm assuming go to Groupa.io and sign up if you're a startup that is in immediate need of engineering talent, Groupa.io. But any other asks, if you know, the audience is out there all over the place, media, VCs, startups, are you looking to hire? Are you looking to introductions to folks? Like anything you want, and anybody that has anything, like shout it out, and you'd be amazed what the audience can come up with.
Yeah, I can actually jump in and start first. Like on the startup side, if you are actually looking to find the best product engineering teams out there, we are here for you. Also, if you are a venture capitalist and investing in companies and you have a portfolio that you really want to help them expedite their go-to-market, we are here for you. So make sure you reach out to us.
Yeah. And if you're an engineer, I think I'm quoting Sam on this. We give you the freedom and liberty to choose what you want to work on, how you want to work on, and when you want to work on, to simply put it that way. And you choose the compensation model. You can always reach out to us on Groupa.io. We have a Discord community of 300 people that is very engaged. We would love to have you there as well.
Yeah, and to any founder who wants to really change the world and struggle through that process and just feel like if this idea doesn't come up to life, if you don't have the best people, you can't bring it to life, Groupa is here for you. Let's change the world together. Thank you.
And I want to say to anyone listening, you can also reach out to me directly and I'll put you in touch with Groupa. But Groupa.io, this was one of the first companies that I talked to. You might have been the first one I talked to. I don't know if you were the first check that I wrote, but this idea blew my mind when I heard it. And it's going to transform the way that startups find talent and shortcut to success, I think. So everyone, Groupa team, thank you so much for coming on, and more soon, right?
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian, for having us. Amazing.
Hey, Brian, jumping in here real quick to say how amazing was Groupa. If you want to learn more, again, check them out at Groupa.io or just flag me with any questions and I'll pass them along. And as I mentioned on the show this week, reminder that the Ride Home Fund is a rolling fund, so you can invest at any time because the fund rolls over quarter to quarter. As a matter of fact, if you're a new subscriber and you invest in the fund for the first time by February 28th, your money will go into all of the investments that we made in Q1 of 2022. And there are 5 great companies so far, just as amazing as Groupa. So go to ridehomefund.com if interested in joining the party. And any startups, if you'd like to come on the show like Groupa just did and grab the podcast microphone to launch yourself to the world in your own words, I'd love to see what you're up to. Hit me up at brian@ridehomefund.com. And if you just know of a cool startup that we should invest in, if you make an intro for me, I'll share Carrie with you, and you don't even have to invest a dime. Again, brian@ridehomefund.com. Talk to you on Monday.